This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Two of Colorado's largest transportation agencies will continue to require face coverings, despite a Florida judge overturning the federal mandate for masks on airplanes and public transit. Both RTD and Denver International Airport say passengers must wear face masks until they hear otherwise from the federal government. Folks will soon be able to take a 360-degree view virtual visit to historic sites in southeastern Colorado. That's through an app funded by the State Tourism Office. A group called Canyons and Plains of Southeast Colorado is responsible for the project. Board Director Rick Wallner says he hopes it brings more people to the region.
If you get a chance to see, for instance, the canyon country down here, people think the plains are all flat and there's nothing to see, but our canyons are beautiful.
Sites include places like Amache, Trinidad Lake, and more. Jewish people are celebrating Passover. Rabbi Israel Silverstein will spend the week-long holiday in Denver after fleeing Ukraine with his family. He says their path to the U.S. parallels the ancient story behind the holiday.
The Passover holiday celebrates redemption from tyranny. And that was our story. We escaped from tyranny, from bombs, from war.
Passover traces the liberation of Jewish slaves from Egypt. Overnight lows on the Front Range are going to be in the 40s and 50s. You're listening to CPR News.